Republican U.S. Senator Tom Tillis and challenger Cal Cunningham squared off last night in the second of their three debates. The first topic was the one on everyone's mind, the partisan fight over whether President Donald Trump should try to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election. WUNC's Jay Price reports.
Right out of the gate, Cal Cunningham attacked Tom Tillis for saying he'd vote for whoever Trump names, even before there's a nominee. It was the first of many attempts by the Democrat at trying to paint the incumbent as a serial capitulator to partisanship and special interests.
There is an important role for a United States senator as a check and balance on the President of the United States. Rather than act as a check and balance, Senator Tillis has written a blank check to the president. He has forfeited his right to independence of judgment here on behalf of the people of our state.
Tillis replied that as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he's already familiar with the potential nominees, and they're on a short list that Trump has made public. Then he took one of several shots during the debate at trying to tie Cunningham to Joe Biden. He noted that the Democratic presidential candidate, who Tillis referred to as Cunningham's running mate, had declined to produce a similar Supreme Court short list.
Joe Biden is ducking the question. Cal Cunningham is supporting Joe Biden. We all know that there are going to be radical left judges who will vote against the Second Amendment. They will vote for keeping our schools and our businesses shut down.
Both offered muted positions on legalizing marijuana. Tillis said he had long supported research into its therapeutic use going back to his time in the state legislature. But for him, it's still too soon to legalize it in North Carolina. Cunningham said if legalized here, it should be tightly regulated. Both said they had smoked marijuana when they were younger, with Tillis offering this as an explanation.
When I was a kid, I was growing up in a trailer park.
There were a few fireworks as they wrangled over other topics, including how to deal with the rising national debt, police reform, COVID relief legislation, health care, and border security. The men meet for a third and final debate October 1st. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.